Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We are talking today about the subject of faith because it's something that has been in my mind for a few days. And so we are studying the word, or what is faith. Our Bible text is from Psalm chapter 62. Verse 8 from the BBE translation. It says, "Have faith in him at all times, you people. Let your hearts go flowing out before God is our safe refuge." Our safe place. Praise God. So have faith in God, all you people. Many believe in God. Many people believe in God. When all goes well, faith is no question. Faith is no question when all goes well and you believe. When you take a flight, you go to the airport and you believe that the plane will be there. You believe that your seat is waiting for you. You believe that the plane will take off and put you safely where you want to reach. We believe that the aircraft is safe and the pilot knows his business. When you sit at the airport and the plane is not coming and you're waiting for hours, you question the airline's ability. When the plane encounters a technical problem while you're flying, your faith will vanish and fear will grip you. When you go shopping and buy milk, you believe that it is not poisoned. When you switch on the light switch, you believe light is coming on. We believe so many things because we have done it for years. We had experience. It worked. So we believe. We have experienced that so many times. But for Jesus Christ, it was common sense. Faith was common sense. It was normal for him. He asked his disciples, "Why don't you have faith? Why don't you have faith?" How is it possible that Jesus was able to have such faith that was just common sense? Oh, continuously, he had faith. He believed it. We say, God, oh, Jesus, he was God, so that is why he spoke like that. That is why he had faith. But from his teaching, we see that he spoke of things which can be normal for us too. We believe all kinds of things, but when it comes to God, faith disappears and unbelief creeps in. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 3, it says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what is visible. So what is seen was not made out of visible. It's very important that we have a clear understanding of what is faith. In this verse, faith is defined as a substance of things we hope for. If you have hope for anything, faith is giving the substance to it. Faith gives you every reason to affirm something is yours before you see it with your own physical eyes. Faith calls real these things that are not physically observable. It calls them as done now. Faith is also defined as the evidence of things not seen. How can we believe something that we don't see? The evidence of unseen realities. I do not see those things with my physical eyes, but they are real to me. They are so real that I can't take them away. You cannot take it away from me. That is faith. Whatever people say, you believe it. Faith is the evidence of unseen realities. That means it's the proof of the existence of something that is not tangible to the sense. Faith is not in the realm of the five senses. It's proof of things that we do not see and do not perceive with our senses. It also transcends the realm of reasoning and the mind. It's spiritual force, an attribute of the human spirit. Faith is a response of the human spirit to the Word of God. Faith is believing what the Word of God has said about anything and acting that way. There's a difference between believing and faith. Many people don't understand that difference. Someone who suffered a form of sickness may say, God, I believe. I know He can do it. He doesn't know that this is not faith. He only expresses what he believes. The person might be discouraged and unhappy because it doesn't receive the healing, because he thinks that he had all the faith. Faith is corresponding action to what you believe. It's a response of the human spirit to the Word of God. When you hear the words, by whose stripes we were healed, what Isaiah said, and again Jesus quoted, and believe that, then in response, we begin to declare, by His stripes, I was healed. By His stripes, I was healed. Past tense, I'm already healed. He should start to act as one who has been healed, and as a result, begin to do things that he couldn't do before. When you declare that you are the healed person, the healed, by His stripes of Jesus, you declare it. Your declaration is not based on your feelings. Faith and feeling is something different. But you are basing it on the Word of God that says you are healed. Because it says, by His stripes we were healed. Mm-hmm. Faith is not just believing. It's got to do with action. Your faith is demonstrated by your action. Hebrews 11 verse 6, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. The Bible clearly says that without faith it is impossible to please God. It didn't say without love it is impossible to please God. It didn't say without prayer. It didn't say without holiness, without righteousness, you cannot please God. It says about faith, without faith. it's impossible to please God. So it will need faith to activate everything else and appropriate these and many more blessings that are in the Word of God for your life. Some people have tried all their lives to be holy and to walk in love or to pray, but they couldn't please God because they haven't learned to walk by faith. It's impossible to walk in any of these successfully unless you have faith. How can you pray to God that you don't see? How do you know that He's up there listening to you when you pray? It's got to do with faith. You believe the Bible is the Word of God, and you study it, but you were not there when it was written. You simply have faith that it is really the Word of God. That is where it all begins. Faith is fundamental. It's a foundation, for without God, without faith, you cannot even be born again. It takes faith to come to God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And Hebrews 11:2 tells us that by faith the elders obtain a good report. This is referring to the men who have gone before us as examples. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, David, Samuel, Elijah, Elisha, many others. It was their faith that made our ancestors pleasing to God. The Bible speaks specifically of Noah as a man greatly blessed by God because he walked by faith in a generation that didn't acknowledge God. By his unswerving faith in God, he condemned the sinful world he dwelt in at the time. One day God looked at the world and was appalled at what he has seen. We read that in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 to 8. Then God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and animal, both man and beast, creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Praise the Lord. God was ready to destroy the whole earth with everything, man and animal, everything. But one man, Noah, he found grace before God because he was a man of faith. God told Noah he was going to destroy the world and gave him specific instruction on how to build the ark and select pairs of animals that would be preserved during the deluge. Being a man of faith, Noah followed all of God's instructions. Hebrews tells of him in Hebrews 11:7, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. A man of faith. Another great example of faith is Abraham. God speaks of him one day and told him to get out of his father's house, to get away from his family, from his country, and go to a place that he would show him. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4, it says, "Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. God didn't tell Abram where to go, but the Bible says he launched out of his country, having no idea where he was going. But he left by faith. Hebrews 11:8, it says, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going." That is faith. Abraham lived as a pilgrim throughout his life because he knew by revelation that the promised land that God had promised to him wasn't a physical place, but a spiritual place. Also, when God promised to give him a son in his old age, he believed it. Romans 4:20, it says, "He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God." When God asked him to offer his son as a burnt sacrifice, he simply obeyed because he knew that God was able to raise him from the dead, the son that he had sacrificed. That is why faith is all about responding to God's instruction and doing everything that he is telling us to do. This is how you can please God in your life. Abraham was called the father of faith and friend of God because he lived by faith in the word of God. This is the life which we have been called to as Christians. A life of faith. We are reading from Hebrews 10:38. It says, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him." The just shall live by faith. Everything in the kingdom of God functions on the principle of faith. That is why the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. It doesn't say the just shall live by holiness. It doesn't say the just shall live by righteousness. It doesn't say the just shall live by praying a lot. It says the just shall live by faith. This shows just how important faith is and why the faith message should be taken very seriously by anyone who desires to live a successful life in the kingdom of God. Everything in your life is hinged to your understanding of this important subject of faith. You can't understand righteousness without faith. Also, it's impossible to demonstrate the God kind of love without faith. The Bible says faith works by love, and love works by faith. Without faith, you wouldn't function well in your job, in your business, in your family, in your academics, in your finances, in your health, or in your ministry. You can't even keep the devil under your feet if you don't have the faith. In today's world, where so much evil and wickedness prevails, you can walk in love and live peaceably amongst other people only by faith. It takes faith to listen and not respond in bitterness when someone speaks evil of you. It takes faith to remain unruffled and still love those who criticize and despitefully use you. It takes faith to hold up your head and not react negatively by what your critics say about you. It takes faith not to wish evil for those who hate, mistreat, and misjudge you. Faith is a way, the only way, for Christians. The Lord told us that in the end time, many will fall away from faith. Matthew 24, verse 10, it says, "At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other." Many will turn away from faith. This is something that the devil tries. Every attack that he makes is against your faith. He wants to take away your faith so that you become weak and unproductive. We have to understand what Paul wrote to the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." We have to understand that there are two worlds. There is a physical world and a spiritual world. The powers we struggle against are not physical, they are spiritual. Their aim is to destroy us and finish off the work of God. That is why Paul wrote in the same chapter 6 of Ephesians, verses 10 and 11, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." You have to understand that when your faith wavers, it's not because you don't have faith, but it's because it is an attack. And then you have to remember to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Then you put on the full armor of God, withstanding the enemy. Paul said in Ephesians 6, 16, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one." Above all means of most importance. Take the shield of faith with you always, so that you will be able to quench the fiery darts of Satan. Take your stand and don't give in for an inch. Use your shield and fight in spite of difficulty. If you can't see anything anymore, remember your helmet of salvation. Nothing can dash your head. Because you have that helmet, you have that salvation, you trust in that salvation. So you use the shield of faith. If you can't see anything anymore, remember that helmet. And use your shield to protect you from being attacked. Make declarations of faith. Your declaration have a lot of power. So what do you declare? Are you declaring I have so many problems? Or do you declare I am saved? I declare I am a child of God. I declare that I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I declare that I carry divinity. These are the kinds of declarations we have to make. Tell the devil he's a loser, because the greater one is in you. The greater one than he that is in the world. The greater one lives in me. So make the declarations that have strength. Declarations which even strengthen your own faith. Make the right declarations and not the wrong ones. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm.